From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In a moment, we'll take a look at the issue of border security with two people who live on the border and have very different views about the fence.
But first, today the Obama administration revealed formally classified documents, including a court order to phone companies to release American phone records during a sometimes contentious Senate judiciary hearing. The Senate is taking up the secret NSA surveillance programs after the House almost voted to defund them last week. Robert Litt, general counsel for the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, said the administration would work with lawmakers.
We are open to reevaluating this program to see whether there are changes that can be made that are consistent with preserving the essence of the program and yet provide greater public confidence.
Siobhan Gorman is intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Siobhan, you've seen these released documents. Some of them are the orders for handling phone records, but there were two more. What else do they tell you?
Well, the most interesting document was actually one where the Justice Department was summarizing for a select group of lawmakers in 2011 the nature of the what were then two NSA programs to collect phone data as well as data on internet transactions. And the reason why that was interesting is that it outlined in a little bit more detail some of the compliance problems that NSA had had in terms of its management of both the phone data program and this internet metadata program, which NSA has said it since has shut down.
And, of course, all of this introspection is because of Edward Snowden's leaking of previous documents. How did the hearing go today? We heard Robert Litt say that the administration wants to work with lawmakers. Is it sounding like that's possible?
Well, I think that you're seeing an increasing openness on the part of the administration to revising some of these programs, whereas when they were initially revealed, you saw a very strong defense saying that the way that these programs were being executed is exactly the way that the American people would have expected NSA and the Obama administration to handle it. Now you're starting to see a greater openness to making changes to the programs. Among the proposals that are floating out there is instead of requiring the phone companies to hand over all these phone records to NSA, is there a way instead that the phone companies can be required to keep those phone records and allow NSA to search them when needed?
And we know that today there were some heated moments. Vermont's Patrick Leahy, we're reading, challenging the administration's theory that the programs work to prevent terrorism.
Yes, we have seen periodic pushback on the part of lawmakers, and Senator Leahy was reiterating the types of points that have also been made by Senators Ron Wyden and Mark Udall, where there is a fair amount of skepticism that the phone records program in particular has made unique contributions to counterterrorism. In the document that I referenced, this 2011 summary, the Justice Department does make the case that these programs make unique contributions, but that document doesn't provide examples. And so far, the examples the administration has provided have not been all that persuasive to lawmakers.
Yeah. So, Siobhan, where do you think we are on this? Again, the Senate still just beginning to take this up. The House, you know, almost voting to defund the surveillance programs. And surprising allies, you have the Republican John Boehner and the Democrat Nancy Pelosi, both for the NSA programs, Libertarian Republicans joining Democrats against it. So where's the momentum?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the momentum does seem to be with the lawmakers who are pushing for changes to these programs. And there does seem to be an interesting split between leadership and lawmakers who are on the intelligence committees and have been informed of these programs for many years, and the more rank and file lawmakers that we've seen certainly on the Libertarian side, but even to some degree some more moderate lawmakers who are saying, you know, we think that we need to see some changes. The public needs to know both more about these programs and there need to be greater safeguards for Americans' privacy. There's, you know, this is somewhat consistent with the trend that we've seen with pushback over the use of the CIA drone program. We saw Senator Paul pushing back on that earlier this year. So there does seem to be a fair amount of momentum behind lawmakers who are starting to really question the significance and the value of some of these counterterrorism programs.
And, of course, the Obama administration pointing out that the programs were started in previous administrations. They made them legal by having them put under these secret courts so that there are at least court orders. But Obama saying he wants as much declassified as possible as well. Siobhan Gorman, intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.